Hello, everybody. Good to see y'all again. That's the old board members, to the new members. Congratulations and welcome. Welcome to this fantastic ride called Pacifica. Couple of things. First of all, Robert, we do have logo items at WPFW. We do not have shoes yet, but hats and shirts and stuff we do have. The this year concluded with some interesting results. For the past several times I've been to these PNB meetings, I've been proud to announce that our pledge drives have been consistently successful. And, you know, we're very, very proud of that fact. However, in the past two drives, our last spring drive and our fall drive, fell short of their mark. And that's a concern to myself, concern to our staff, and of course our LSB. We have some pretty concrete ideas as to, you know, why that's happening, and we feel that we're taking some steps to prevent that from happening. In our next drive, which will actually begin at the end of February and last until March 10th. One of the things that you know, we're concerned about is the diminishing return on our pledges. In other words, the level of pledges that people are making. We're concerned that that's taking a downturn. So we're trying to address that through some more creative premiums. We will be dealing more with some archives material, trying to be a little more exact about what we offer and how much we offer. We're trying to cull some of our premium lists. We feel that one of the problems is that we offer too many things, particularly in our music. You know, we have quite a few music programs. Some of the programs are offering two and three, you know, premiums, you know, per show, and it gets to be arduous. So we're taking steps this drive to eliminate as much of that as possible. We're also going to rely more on archive material and material that we can get relatively inexpensively through other, you know, sources. The other issue for us also is the fact that we have some programming issues. We have some programs where programmers have left. We have some vacancies. And, you know, we're looking at how we're going to fill those vacancies. It's like real estate. You know, at some point, you know, if you want to, you know, redevelop a community, you have to buy the real estate to do that. So that's what's been happening. You know, we have some holes in our schedule that have intentionally left without permanent replacements, because one of the things that you know, I've worked with the local advisory board, local station board, and the programming committee to develop priorities for what those programs are going to be. It would be very easy, you know, for me to just unilaterally say, okay, we want to put this here, put that there, and so on, but I don't think that would be an effective strategy, an effective long-term strategy. So I'll be working with the local station board programming committee and the local station board as a whole to come up with and decide how we're going to use this new real estate that the station now has. Fortunately, we're also in the, and thanks to the Management Assessment and Search Committee, I'll finally get a program director within the next couple of weeks, and that's been a 3.5-year process, unfortunately. But nonetheless, it is coming to an end, and I look forward to that. It's very, very difficult trying to do two jobs like that because there are so many things that, you know, we as managers have to be involved in, and where One area is focused on, another area is neglected. So we will be bringing on a program director within the next couple of weeks, and I personally look very, very, very forward to that. The station will be celebrating its 30th anniversary on February 28th. We're planning a year-long celebration, you know, to acknowledge the fact that being the youngest station in the network, that we have survived for 30 years and prospered during that time. Not all the way during that time, but certainly as of late, and we want to continue that progress. We are, you know, making some changes here and there programmatically. Staffing is coming full bore. In other words, we're bringing some new people on, which should help in our fundraising. It should help in our programming. It would help me do my job a lot better and run a lot smoother. We will also have a news director within the next month, I would say. Our website is right there. We should be launching that actually on Monday when I get back. We're not going to launch it publicly just yet. We are going to you know, bring it on board, test it, make sure everything is functioning properly, because we will be counting on this on our new website for our upcoming pledge drive. So that's pretty much what's happening at WPFW right now. Changes in the air, new personnel, some new programming. Our morning programming from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Is incorporating more public affairs content and news. We've trained five new news announcers, news editors to actually volunteer every Monday through Friday. We will be training some Latina news people because we do want to and plan to integrate bilingual news headlines into our Latin flavor strip by the end of March. I'll be meeting with them on Wednesday to discuss, you know, how we're going to conduct that training. We're not resting on our laurels. There's a lot of work to be done. And now that I have, when I get a program director, that should facilitate those things a lot faster.
Thank you.
Thank you.